From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Hello, I'm Ken Richards in London. In Montserrat, islanders are taking matters in their own hands, and after Hong Kong, Britain's remaining dependencies ponder their future.
And I'm Carol Orr in Montego Bay, Jamaica, where day two of the regional heads summit saw CARICOM's future trade needs being addressed.
Live from London and Montego Bay, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
I'm Carol Orr here on the second day of the CARICOM summit in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Today's main discussions have focused on private sector proposals aimed at establishing more of their involvement in CARICOM's discussions on key issues, issues such as in international negotiations on free trade. Private sector representatives are keen to be given long-term representation at such talks. CARICOM chief negotiator Sir Sridath Ramphal says the region needs to learn the lessons of the free trade discussion now taking place on Europe's banana protocol.
Well, of course, bananas is really the tip of the iceberg. It's an indication of a vast area of danger, challenge, opportunity too, that lies beneath it. Because the negotiations that you're entering into is the largest area of international negotiation we have ever had to enter into in so compact a period. I mean,